From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Today brought more evacuations from the last rebel-held areas of Aleppo, Syria, and a pair of villages under rebel siege. Evacuations began Thursday following an agreement between Russia and Turkey. Stephen Zunis is a regional analyst at the University of San Francisco.
The situation remains unclear, and it's really imperative that some kind of international observers are able to get there and to sort things out, or at least be witnesses, so that it might deter future atrocities and facilitate the evacuation of civilians.
At the UN Security Council, members are set to vote today to deploy UN observers to Aleppo. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
The text contains all of the elements for safe, secure, dignified evacuation, for humanitarian access into those who choose to remain in eastern Aleppo, and a real emphasis on protection, which is all of what has been missing in Syria throughout the life of this conflict.
Russia had threatened earlier to veto the measure, but further consultations produced an apparent compromise. Power said the draft allows UN Chief Ban Ki-moon to determine the size of the monitoring force. Jordanian security forces killed four gunmen in the popular southern tourist city of Karak after they killed 10 people, including a Canadian woman, two civilians, and seven policemen. Nearly 30 others were wounded, and there was no claim of responsibility. Jordan, widely seen as an oasis of stability in the volatile Middle East, is participating in the U.S. war against the Islamic State. This is VOA News. Suicide bomber has killed at least 48 Yemeni soldiers in the southern port city of Aden as top Arab and Western diplomats meet in neighboring Saudi Arabia to discuss the conflict in Yemen. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was at the meeting in Saudi Arabia where he spoke about the ongoing conflict in which Saudi Arabia offered asylum to Yemen's elected president and Iran supports the insurgent Houthi rebels.
You can see from the humanitarian situation, which is dire and deteriorating rapidly, that it is urgent that we try to bring this war to a close. But we also need to bring it to a close in a way that protects the security of Saudi Arabia, that takes these missiles away from a threat to the border, that reduces the capacity for terrorists to come into the country.
Kerry's visit to the Gulf comes at a strained time for the relationship between Riyadh and Washington. White House said last week it would block the sale of some military equipment to Saudi Arabia. Hundreds of so-called electors cast their ballots today for the 45th U.S. president following the November 8th election, which businessman Donald Trump won. Mr. Trump's incoming White House Chief of Staff, Rance Priebus, told Fox News Sunday the pressure on electors to change their votes for Trump, the opponent, Hillary Clinton, is about Democrats not accepting the outcome.
We expect everything to fall in line. We've got one particular individual in Texas without a faithless elector statute in Texas. But other than that, we're very confident that everything is going to be very smooth tomorrow. And this harassment from groups like MoveOn.org and the Democrat Party should stop. And it's what the American people demand.
The 538 electors from 50 states and the District of Columbia will cast their votes based on the outcome of the election in each state. Congress will officially announce the winner on January the 6th. The jailed confidant of South Korea's president, who has been charged with attempted fraud, made an appearance at her hearing today in Seoul. Prosecutors say Choi Soon-sil forced South Korea's biggest corporation to donate tens of millions of dollars to two foundations she controlled. She denies all criminal charges. Much of public outrage over the scandal has been driven by Choi's portrayal in the Korean media as someone who controlled a naive President Park Geun-hye, directing both presidential policies and subordinates without holding an official position in the government. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and, as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.